Harper Audio presents A-Rod, The Many Lives of Alex Rodriguez by Selena Roberts, read by L.J. Ganser. Copyright 2009 by Selena Roberts. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. On September 3rd, 2008, Alex Rodriguez lounged on a leather couch in the visiting clubhouse at Tropicana Field, the domed stadium of the Tampa Bay Rays. From a distance, the massive structure's roofline looks tilted, as if it's an optical illusion. Which is appropriate, because weird things happen at the Trop. High fly balls ricochet off catwalks. Some go up, but never come down. And on this night, the Trop was the site of something especially bizarre, baseball's version of an upended world order. The coupon-clipping Rays, with the second lowest payroll in the major leagues, held the top spot in the American League East. And the Yankees, all $200 million of them, had dropped to third, 11 games out of first. August had been dreadful, yet exhilarating for Alex. He was reveling in his summer-long status as the tabloid prince of New York. On newsstands, the snarky details of his breakup with his wife of 6 years, Cynthia, were split-screened with images of his new e-life as Madonna's boy toy. The game's greatest, richest player had hit 337 in July and 243 in August for the Yankees, but seemed unmoved by the parallels of his swoon. The bigger his celebrity, the worse his stats. He couldn't have been more pleased with his new label as Bachelor Number One of Gotham. He said as much as he stood up from the couch in the clubhouse when I approached as a writer for Sports Illustrated. No, he didn't want to be quoted for a profile in the magazine that Mike...